Israel's ultra-Orthodox Jewish community is only about 8% of the population, but it's an influential force in the marketplace. Restaurant chains, cell phone companies, and domestic airlines do all they can to keep these customers loyal. And for the past decade, government-subsidized bus companies have run kosher routes in religious neighborhoods, separating men and women. But now, as Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem, some women in the community are trying to change that.
I took a ride on the number 10 city bus in Jerusalem. It's one of the city's gender-separated buses. My chaperones were Avital Feldman and Noah Greenberger. The two university students are from Orthodox Jewish families. When pressed for time, they depend on these buses to get to their parents' homes in suburbs of Jerusalem.
Oh, here's our bus.
Okay.
The bus looks like any other you'd find in Jerusalem, but here's the difference. Men ride in the front, women ride in the back.
And we're going to get on in the front because I refuse to go get on the bus from the back. And we'll see what happens.
They sit in the second row. They're wearing red and blue coats, among men wearing the standard ultra-Orthodox garb of black suits and fedoras.
A guy just told my friend not to go sit in the back. He said women in the back.
But the two don't budge, and no one else says a word. When we get off, the students say that sometimes these bus rides make them feel like Rosa Parks.
It starts with stairs, and not so pleasant stairs. It's stairs of who do you think you are, and then it goes to telling me, this is our bus. Women are in the back. Women are in the back. They're talking like slogans.
Once I was sitting right behind the driver, and the people were yelling so hard, and it was really, I don't know, a scary situation. So the bus driver just pulled over. He said, I can't drive like this. I just get so tensed up and nervous, and I just want to take a bus and go to wherever I want. I don't want to open this whole saga of screaming and yelling and fearing for my life and holding my phone with the police number, like just waiting to make the call.
Over the past few years, Orthodox women sitting in the front of the bus have reported worse. A grandmother said men spat on her and hit her, and a 14-year-old girl was hospitalized after a passenger dumped acid on her.
Hello, segregation. Doesn't ring a bell? It's not supposed to happen. It's the symbol of inequality.
But ultra-Orthodox rabbis call it a symbol of modesty. They discourage public mixing of men and women, and their message resonates with other women who rode the bus. This cheerful woman who didn't want to say her name likes the segregated buses.
There's nothing like modesty. There's nothing like separation. For my personal serenity, for relaxation, for holiness, for purity.
Separation has been the norm in the ultra-Orthodox community for a while. At weddings, schools, health clinics, even sidewalks. But Greenberger thinks things have gotten out of hand.
This modesty, this fight and race for modesty, was the most modest person on earth. It's not the way it's supposed to be, and there are rules that are more important than this.
She and Feldman are part of a growing number of women speaking out against separation on buses. A few weeks ago, activists organized a small demonstration in front of the Prime Minister's residence.
We ignore all these things because it doesn't have any influence and any meaning. It's just nonsense.
Shimon Stern is the spokesman of the Rabbinical Council for Public Transportation. It's a panel of ultra-Orthodox rabbis. They petitioned bus companies to run the gender-separated lines. He says in his community,
nobody looks on this like segregation. It's not that it's going against women or something like this.
Speaking out against rabbis is a no-no in ultra-Orthodox society. But there are voices of protest from within the community.
Specifically, as a filmmaker, I was looking for a rebellious part of this society.
Anat Yuta Zuria made a documentary film called Black Bus, which recently debuted on Israeli TV. It documents the religious buses in Jerusalem. The protagonists of the film are two women from the ultra-Orthodox community who wrote against the bus separation on internet forums.
The rabbis didn't like this type of discussion. Internet is a tool that they couldn't completely control.
Israel's transportation minister announced earlier this year that separation cannot be enforced by law, but passengers can voluntarily separate themselves if they want. Then, the Israeli Supreme Court put a restraining order on any new gender-separate routes until the ministry outlines just how they'll enact voluntary separation. The judges don't want particularly pious passengers to take voluntary separation to mean very highly recommended separation, and coerce other passengers to sit with their own gender. For the world, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.